Utah's archery hunts are already underway, and many big bucks are headed for the table. We're sharing a success story next on Western Life Radio. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Midvale, so you probably already know Sportsman's Warehouse is the headquarters for everything hunting. And with fall fast approaching, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunt. And for the campers, we've got tents, sleeping bags, packs, lanterns, and thousands of accessories. Fall also means football and tailgating. Come check out the selection of grills, smokers, canopies, tables, and chairs. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud.
Greetings. This is Congressman Michael Waddell. Nah, I'm just kidding about that. But I am here to tell you about a holiday that Congress created just for us hunters and anglers, National Hunting and Fishing Day. It's an official thanks for our vital support of fish, wildlife, and habitat. Hey, conservation rocks because of us, and there's absolutely no kidding about that. So join me and celebrate National Hunting and Fishing Day on the fourth Saturday in September. Get the details at nhfday.org.
Big bucks are out there, but some serious scouting will improve your chances of connecting with one. Casey Carter with Sportsman's Warehouse shares an opening day story.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Got out there, had a buck scouted up, been watching for a few months now. Got in on him. He actually got bumped by a few other hunters, but I ended up circling up around him and getting it done. Pretty good morning. A lot of scouting and knowing what they'd do if they did get bumped. I'd seen them get scared a few times before, so I knew where they were headed, and having that knowledge helped me be able to get up there and cut them off. He ended up scoring just over 188. Not a bad buck for a general season archery. My little brother's got a tag. We're going to try to get him on a buck now. There's a lot of pressure lifted off your shoulders. A couple other backup bucks spotted, but this is one I thought I could probably get up on, and had him pretty well patterned, so ended up deciding to go after him. Been out looking for doves a little bit. Choke tubes play a big role in it too. If you've got your birds coming in close, more open cylinder choke's going to help you out. But if you have to end up pass shooting them because you can't get them to come in, it's nice to have those fuller, tighter chokes to reach out there a little ways. If you've never shot a dove and you're just going out to a place, you don't know if you're going to be able to decoy them or not, anything like improved cylinder, if you're getting them in close, is going to be nice. Modified and full chokes if you're getting them out there a little further. If you're using too big of a shell, even, you know, you can kill them with anything from 410 up. If you're using the 12 gauge, it's kind of nice to use just light target loads, 1 ounce or ounce and an eighth load.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.